acknowledge the Thlain AD and the Wushkitan of the Ak Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, parked their boats in the harbor, and gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunoschish for your patience as we learn.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
A history of the Black Awareness Association. The Juneau Black Awareness Association of Juneau, Alaska, was formed to be an active and visible local nonprofit organization comprised of local residents with the primary purpose of enlightening our community on the diverse aspects of the Black African American culture. The association is a catalyst to ensure that all contributions to our great city, state, and nation, regardless of race, are recognized and celebrated. We also serve as an informational resource on the Black African American culture. We believe in the value of education. Each year, our goal is to award scholarships to high school graduates pursuing higher education, as well as adults pursuing advanced certificate training in a specialized profession. We have teamed with other minority groups to identify programs and events that are of interest to members of our local community. We have gone on to sponsor and co-sponsor a variety of organizations and events over these 20 years. The Black Awareness Association was organized in 1994. The founding members include James and Claudia Page, Errol and Phyllis Arnaud, Lonnie and Denise Mills, and CBJ Assemblywoman Rosalie Walker. Good day, everyone. I'm Kay. I've been a member of the Black Awareness Association Juneau, Alaska for the past 10 years. One perspective of living in Juneau that has brought me pleasant memories is my interaction with a person whom I've spoken with by phone on many occasions. One day, that person told me they needed to see the whites of my eyes. Such a gesture was thoughtful and very generous. It still causes me to smile. My family and I have lived in Alaska for the past 26 years. Some time was spent in the Golden Heart City, Fairbanks. There we had memorable experiences such as trout fishing, distributing whole salmon to members of the community, eating moose stew, watching the Eskimo Olympics, and witnessing the grand performance of the Aurora Borealis under the midnight sky. I'm currently retired, having worked for the state of Alaska for the past 15 years. Prior to this, I was a business owner, an adjunct professor, and a client success consultant. Regarding this season in our country's history, this progression of events has continued to cause unconscionable effects on us as a people. These scourges of humanity now require a community response. Ready or not, we need to design solutions to problems that have existed for over a quadricentennial. How we move forward as a people will determine not only our strength and resilience, but most importantly, our choices will determine the strength and survivability of all our children, who are the next generation, the stewards of everything we can still see.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ivan Bailey. My family and I have called Juno home for almost 30 years now. I was born in Banbury, England. My family has lived in various cities throughout the United States as well as overseas. But Juno is the place our family has called home the longest. My wife, Maria, and I are the owners and operators of the Northern Tea House and the Northern Tea Alley here in Juno. During this time in our history, I believe the more people can learn from one another about our commonalities rather than our differences, real or imagined, will take us further on our collective journey towards reconciliation and understanding. Together, we can address those issues that affect us all: education, healthcare, employment, economic growth, housing, and our state and city judicial systems. Thank you.
Hello, Juno friends. My name is Latarsha McQueen. My husband, Marion, and our three kids lived in Juno a little over 10 years, starting in 2019. We both served in the Coast Guard. Marion separated prior to coming to Alaska, and I'm currently a Coast Guard reservist and civil servant. I'm excited to have this opportunity to talk to you, especially during these really trying times in our nation. My hope for this segment is to simply share my experiences as a Christian, a mom, a friend, and an employee as an African-American female. Those experiences include a mix of sadness, frustration, anger, but mostly joy and hope. One thing I'd like to share with you today is the conversation we had with our children prior to moving away from Juno. We told them that we're moving to the South and that things would be very different. We mentioned that they may experience overt racism, and that when and if that happened, to be prepared with a response such as, "I'm sorry you feel that way," or "thanks for sharing," and walk away. Little did we know what they'd already experienced right here in our community. To be honest, I found that my children experienced overt racism on a daily basis, and for the most part, they simply walked away. I'm sharing this with you, my friends and neighbors in Juno, because many of you may be unaware. My children shared with me that the N-word was used on a daily basis in their schools. Yes, a daily basis. This hurt me deeper than you could imagine. Why couldn't I protect my children from this toxic language and mindset? I didn't know that they had to deal with this so frequently. Now, many of you may now be thinking, "That can't be true, not in Juno," or "I've never heard that language used before," said in disbelief, of course, or "the kids were saying the N-word with the ending letter being an A, not an ER. Just to be clear, that doesn't matter. Now, my response is simply to accept and believe the experiences of your coworkers and your friends and your neighbors. You may not have heard or experienced these things, but that does not mean that they don't exist or are untrue. The above responses are not made up. They're actual words from my friends, my neighbors, my teachers. While you may believe that Juno is insulated from the racism and discrimination going on in the lower 48, please understand it is not. Imagine only that racism and discrimination is not happening to you, but accept that if your friend or neighbor is brown, they have and likely continue to experience these hateful behaviors. "But I want to help. What can I do?" you may be saying. Talk to your children, even in elementary school. Talk to them about equality, even if you don't think you need to. Talk to them about love, even if you don't think you need to. Our kids are our future, so we have to remove our blinders and recognize that Juno is not immune. Juno is not different. Now, we still have friends and neighbors who believe that brown people cannot advocate for themselves while not being anti-police or anti-American. Please understand that this is a part of the problem. Every advancement that we have made in this country has been through protest and, dare I say, rebellion. From before the Revolutionary War to today, we must continue to fight for equality of all of us in order to continue to advance. And remember, just because you haven't experienced something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We left Juno in a haze of chaos, dealing with issues from cancer to a new job in 30 days. We left friends who loved us and supported us. They didn't turn a blind eye to our experiences, but they supported us and loved us through them. I mentioned that Juno is not different, but to us, Juno will always hold a place in our hearts. Like every place we've been, despite the hardships, the people are good. Juno is kind and full of love. I pray that these conversations help us to be even more loving, compassionate, and even brave. Juno will always be our home and its residents, our family. And I just want to thank you all for listening to me today, and I look forward to sharing with you in the future.
Hello, Juno. I'm Christina Michelle Patterson, an Alaska girl born in Anchorage, raised here in Juno since the age of 6. I'm passionate about how I serve the world as a confidence coach and counselor, helping my clients to reach their manifestation and self-actualization goals through a range of modalities. Before coaching, I worked in corporate finance. It paid the bills, but it wasn't in alignment with my soul's purpose. I transitioned into coaching in 2011 after a major life event that left me wondering, what on earth am I really here to do? Through a series of events, that question was answered when I was introduced to the field of coaching, and I've been doing this work with joy ever since. The time our country is in now is a strange one. And I have to be honest, I'm not big on politics, conspiracy theories, or jumping on the bandwagon for every movement. But it seems everywhere you look, someone's looking to discuss one or all three of these things. There's a lot of judgment and focus on who's right and who's wrong, and what are the best next steps. These are not questions that can be easily answered. So for now, my question in this moment is, what good can come from all of this? And how can we use the difficulty we're facing as an opportunity to grow? My vision for our community as we launch this weekly segment is to answer these questions together. I hope this time will open the door to more compassion, healing, and enlightenment for us all.
Hello, my name is Maria Bailey. I moved to Juno with my high school boyfriend, now husband, 26 years ago. Not only is Juno where we are raising our family, we co-own and operate a small business here in town. We have traveled and lived all over the world, but this is where we call home. Our community is rich with history, culture, traditions, and our surroundings is a natural wonder playground ready to be explored. We are so grateful to the Native people for allowing us to be here. Juno has become the home of many cultures and ethnicities. With the new climate of America and all the uncertainties, Juno is small enough yet big enough to feel this. There is confusion, anger, and frustration within our community, and change can take oneself to all of these places. My vision for our community is more awareness and understanding of cultures, ethnicities, especially of Black people, and our Black joy. I hope that the people will tune in and learn a little bit more and be inspired.
Hello and good afternoon, Juno. My name is Sherry Patterson, and I am a member of the Black Awareness Association here in Juno. You've had an opportunity to hear from some of our other members today. We're introducing ourselves and introducing our program that's going to be on for the next few weeks through the month of August. Thank you for tuning in today, and I would like to introduce myself. I am a native of the state of Louisiana, home of the Houdat Nation and the New Orleans Saints. I moved to Alaska in the mid-70s, shortly after graduating high school. And a lot of things happened between that time and my family and I moving to Juneau in the late 80s. So here I am, and here's where I've been for over 30 years. I love this region of Alaska, and I love the community of Juneau. I've tried very hard to stay active and connected in roles that include, as I just said, the Black Awareness Association. I co-chaired a group called the Bridge Builders of Juneau with First Lady Donna Walker. I'm a previous big sister and also served on the local leadership council of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska. I am a board member with the Healing Hand Foundation, and I'm on call as a religious counselor at our local correctional center. I am also in love with singing. I'm a vocalist, and I sing all over at many occasions. And one of the regular invites I get yearly is to the governor's Christmas open house for the community. And I have accepted an invitation and have performed at the governor's house for the last six administrations. I was nominated and received an award called the Mayor's Award in 2018 for the arts and for achievements in the arts and community service. I'm an elder in my local church. I love to cook. And I would say when I have time, and I've had a lot of time over the past few months, not a baker, I love to cook. And I love to cook, especially my native Louisiana dishes, such as gumbo, jambalaya, and etouffee. I am a proud mom of two adult children and a daughter-in-law and a goddaughter. And I have two precious, very precious grandbabies. As I said at the top of my intro, I am very excited about this opportunity to connect with you, our community, over the next few weeks. Thank you for tuning in today. We look for you to join us. And we will come to you each week with a variety of topics of interest, including, you know, this crazy time that we're living in right now with COVID-19 and the racial uproar that's happening in our country right now. We believe in and are passionate about our group and our culture, and we want to express and share with you ourselves in our own voices, our experiences, and hope that you would glean and grow as we glean and grow while preparing for you. One of the things that we'd like to include weekly is an inspirational piece, which I will be sharing with you, and would like to get started with that right now. I don't have too many more minutes left. But as I just said, we're all in a new season of our lives and have been since late February, beginning of March, when we were all in a panic to get our supply of Clorox wipes and toilet paper and paper products and gloves. And then we went into the hunkering down and isolation era. And then we've been locked down in our homes, spending time with our families. Some people want to call it cooped up. I don't want to use that phrase because I think any time that we can be inside and alone to reflect. And I know that this is an unusual circumstance. I do believe some good can come out of it. And then we went in May. We had the unfortunate incident and event of Mr. George Floyd's life being taken, and as a result, many peaceful protests, but along with it, a whole lot of chaos. So just a lot of stuff to deal with. And then the big bugs, people are trying, the killer bugs are flying around somewhere in the lower 48. And it, as I said, it's just a lot of chaos and a lot of noise happening right now. And I just want to share a couple things that that might help you in this process that my family and I have decided to take on in these last few months. I have personally chosen to pick up the phone rather than text and check on people. It's nice to hear someone's voice who you have not heard from in a while. And it's good to connect with grandma or uncle or aunt or grandpa or a cousin that you haven't heard from, or either maybe a sister or brother or a child that you have not heard from in a while. This is a good time to connect and say, hey, I'm just thinking about you. It doesn't have to be a long conversation, but I'm thinking about you and just want to make sure you're okay. Do you need anything? And personally, I'm getting more out of those short conversations than they are. I really believe that. It does my heart a world of good to connect with those loved ones. Use technology to connect with family. There's Facebook, there's FaceTime, Skyping, Zooming, Duo, all kinds of platforms out there that we can use to connect with our families and friends. One of the things that my little group and I have done here in Juneau is we have had some weekly check-ins. In the very beginning, we had weekly check-ins. I just wanted to see where their heads were, how you're doing over there, because we were all in our different homes, and we were very, very faithful to follow the social distancing and not visiting each other, and because we wanted to do all that we could to help bring down the numbers so we could get together again. So we did the weekly check-ins. We had, we've cooked together and introduced our meals together and then ate and just had fun in that time and laughed and visited, which was, is very, very, comforting to me. Another thing we've done, we've taken a virtual painting class, which was incredible. It was a couple hours. I know some have taken virtual singing or dance classes, just something to get your mind off of and into a different space. Another thing is to take a walk. Take a walk with a friend or family member. You can still have your social distancing. A lot of times there's not a whole lot of people out there, depending on what time of the day you're doing this. Take the dog for a walk. Take the kids or grandkids for a walk. And just take in the fresh air of it all. And again, to get in a totally different space. Volunteer at a local women's shelter, food bank, and some other charitable organization right now. They probably could use that. And then check in with a neighbor, maybe, every once in a while and see if they're okay. I know I have new neighbors that I have not checked in on. That's on my list of things to do. But anything to reach out and to someone else at this time. As I said, for me, it's more, I think that I get more out of it than the people that I'm reaching out to. I have decided that I would give more, that I would love more, that I would reach out more, that I would pray more in this season, because when I come out of this, on the other side of this, and we will have an other side of this, we don't know when, but I don't want to go through all of this mess that we're in right now to be the same as I was when I went in March. So we want to change in this process, and I want to have a mind of gratitude. I say my affirmations often, and get some affirmations, you know. I am bold, I am strong, I am enough, and I'm worthy. And say those until those things, I am not afraid, you know. I'm free. And those, if you say I'm often enough, they will come to fruition in your life. And then lastly, be still. Be quiet. Just sit and just let it all fade away. Just in a quiet place by yourself. Let it all fade away. Meditate on the things that are good. Meditate on the things that are wonderful in your life. Those past victories, those past accomplishments. Think on those type of things. Think on those that you love and the time that you've had together and the wonderful time that you're going to have in the future. And I do believe that if we take the time to just be still and be quiet, and be refreshed, it will make a big difference in your life. And lastly, I just reach and lean on somebody greater and bigger than myself. And I draw from him and the power that heaven provides for us. That's all I'm going to say today. I hope that you would join us. I hope that something that I said today, or one of the other members that introduced themselves earlier said today, would be a blessing to you, and that you got something out of it. And we look forward to you tuning in again with us, as we previously announced, every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. on this station, as we share with you our experiences and our culture, so that we could all grow and that we will all know what's going on. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This is for the busted hearts. This is for the question marks. This is for the just found out. Life is now upside down.
This is for the second.